Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467369.
Every damn rapper in the world's gonna be an all-star.
Yeah, man. Yo, we setting the tone on Sunday, man.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. Jay texted me at 1 to record the show.
Seriously.
I was cleaning the crib.
Seriously, though. It's 12:18, my boy.
Listen. y'all do what you gotta do. Right? If you're not on the mic, mute.
Jay couldn't fuck the Bomb no more. It used to be his favorite show.
Yeah.
He's more into conspiracies now.
Do I need to get anybody else in here or no?
Nobody else replied back.
What's up with Amin?
Amin's on.
Amin's here.
Oh. We got what's up, African?
Oh man,
I seen the Haitians were setting the tone at the Dreamville brunch.
Yeah. By the way, Amin, your Instagram story, man, you're really leaning into this Instagram thing, dude.
That nigga loves Instagram.
You went from not on it at all to like, yo, I'm IG stories at 5 a.m.
Well, another All-Star weekend in the books. What a great success. But most importantly, shout out to everybody at Dreamville. Tonight was really magical seeing Cole out there at halftime and then afterwards seeing everyone at the overtime. Literally the entire roster on the stage doing their thing. Except for Night Train. Just a disappointment. Flight attendant told me I couldn't take 3 bags on the plane. I told her it's food. She said, what is it? I said, it's milk. Y'all ever had this happen? One of my socks got lost in here under my covers because it fell off my foot and I can't find it. And the problem is, these are my last clean socks. I ain't got no other socks. I'm sockless. After a job well done, our intrepid heroes head home.
My son be doing a whole repost. Story time with Amin. I'll be like, bro, why the fuck did I just sit through and listen to this shit?
Your story on Friday night was great, bro.
Trey, you're literally speaking my life. I'm like 18 fucking.
No, because I'll watch it because he's my nigga. Like, I'm like, all right, bet. He going to say some solid shit. Right, like, right. Bro, you really said that shit? I sat here for 2 minutes.
Red Dead Redemption.
The socks the other night was hilarious.
Wait, what are y'all talking about?
Just your randomness.
He's be killing me, bro. I be crying every time. Because I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know if I'm going to get an antidote. I don't know if I'm going to get story time. I don't know what I'm going to get with this nigga.
Start crying after the YouTube story. I'm like, bro. I'm like, bro, this nigga's too deep for the intro right here, fam. I'll sit here like, this nigga's like, bro.
Yo, y'all want to start?
Your IG story.
Ready?
Wait, we didn't start already?
Nigga, this ain't a J production, man. We gotta actually start.
Yeah, man, that was a hard A you just gave. You know what I mean? That was kind of hard right there, dog. Like,
hey, don't be soft, man. My nigga got away and want to be soft.
I'm on that West Side, man. I'm giving you that Pac energy, Jerv.
Oh man, you give me Pac energy.
Hey. Let my man stay in peace, bro. Niggas be using his name too loosely, especially this other nigga, bro. We got to get on him today.
On who?
Are we talking about him? The gay Tupac.
Oh yeah, man.
You have to talk about it now, bro. We got some story now.
Y'all can go. I'm recording.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
It's go time.
The actor Jussie Smollett from from Empire. He allegedly got jumped a few weeks ago. If you listen to a pod, you remember we said, hey, you want to talk about this? And then realized nobody knew anything about the story, so we just didn't talk about it. Well, turns out it might have all been staged. To use one of Jay's favorite terms.
My nigga, this is what this nigga's giving us on Black History Month, though. That's crazy.
It's been a crazy Black History Month, man. I gotta admit, like, I don't remember Black History Month being this crazy between this story and the blackface stuff. And, like, I'm just like, damn, man. Why? But anyways, so apparently this thing was set up. And it's funny because I was talking to somebody, a prominent gay person in the media, before this clarification broke. And he was telling me, yeah, man, I think it's all staged. I was like, a word? You think someone like that would be very adamant about homophobic attacks, which of course happen all the time. But he was like, look, the moment I saw that none of the major LGBTQ organizations stood by him or made a statement or whatever is when you knew something fishy about this, man. And come to find out, I guess he hired the dudes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. It's funny because.
But what was he trying to get out of that, fam?
Clout. It's clout.
I bet you.
Yo, you're 36 years old, fam. Like, what?
He's going to come out with an album.
Is Empire not doing numbers or what? I never watched the show.
But Trey, this is the problem.
Honestly, he's a rapper too, right?
Or what? No, a singer. Singer. Yeah. All right, he sings.
But guys, this is the problem, man. you know, I was so today I was at the NBA Legends brunch. I had to do radio.
And okay, stun on them.
We've been interviewing all these cats that are coming through, Dikembe Mutombo, whatever. And so there's a dude from CNN, brother from CNN. Y'all know who he is. I ain't gonna say his name. But he in the
Lemon.
Back. In the back taking pictures of everybody. Like literally, not like, you know, vibing with people and say, hey, you want to get a picture? I'm talking about like, Steph Curry, is it okay if I get a picture with you? Like that, you know, and this is a dude who's on CNN on a regular basis. And my co-host Frank Isola was like, man, like, how are you a grown man running around asking to take pictures? And I said, Frank, to like 10 years ago, we call him a jock sniffer or whatever. But now it's not even that. It's not... You know, they're just trying to show how cool their lives are or whatever to get Instagram famous or to get Instagram, get a viral buzz about them. And I kind of feel like this dude did that for that reason, man. Just to be cool.
You know, the messed up thing too, it's not only is he like, he's trivializing stuff that actually happens to gay people all the time, like actual harassment, actual hate. Like, not only is he trivializing that, but I hate that he did it in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like, a city that gets a nasty enough rep as it is. And he gonna do this stage nonsense in that city. It's kind of corny, man.
Nah, I wasn't rolling that he gave MAGA that whole, like, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, for one, it was like,
That's kind of when I knew it was a hoax, though.
What? Putting them and bringing them into it?
In the noose and said...
To cop a rope, though, my nigga? You're... Bro, how you think that? Like, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna go get the rope. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go get the hats. Man, come on, bro.
Man. Niggas. Rob, run the tape back. I told y'all last or whatever the hell pod that was that it was fake. I told y'all it's Fox, and that's how Fox gets down.
Run the tape.
Run the tape back.
You're lying. All of a sudden, okay. You're a fortune teller?
Oh, now I'm a liar? Wow. That's how we do this pod? Okay. All right.
Lying ass jerk, man.
Yo, speaking of Fox, I'm seeing right now, Clay said we got to add
Jesse Smollett to the rundown, and then in there, I see I'm the gay Tupac. Y'all need to
That's what he's planting his flag. Hey, he's the Pac of the gay community.
Amin, I don't even want to touch that, bro.
But what does that mean?
Hold on, you put it in there.
No, it was just sharing it in a group chat. You just blew that up.
You said added Jesse Smollett to the rundown.
What happened to him? Yes, but that
I don't know anything about the story. That's what I'm asking.
He made a performance since what happened with the MAGA supporters that put a noose around his head and you know what I mean, like harassed him. You know what I'm saying? Basically, did a number on him, but. I don't know. He just made a performance last night. Since, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, it's too. I ain't tapped in with that community for me to be like just speaking on that. So I can't really. I don't want to offend nobody.
But hold on. So MAGA supporters know who he is, or did they just attack a random black guy and it just happened to be him?
I don't know, bro. I didn't even know who he
that's
was.
That's where the story gets. That's where the story gets.
I didn't even know who he was before this.
Well, okay,
this is due for Empire, right?
Our listeners was like, please talk about this. And I'm like, who is this? And they're like, this is dude from Empire. And I'm like, oh, who is this? Like, I don't watch that.
Listen, Empire's on Fox. MAGA supporters most likely watch Fox, brother. You'd be surprised.
I mean, how many people watch, it's the regular Fox. It's not Fox News. I mean,
sure.
Come on, man.
But anyway,
it's hard to believe that they. I mean, I'd never heard of this guy.
They had to attack a random black
Shout
guy.
Out to Wise.
Happened to be him, right?
Right.
I don't know. The story seems crazy to me.
just the idea that like some dudes ran up on him and put a noose on his neck and told him this is MAGA country, and but like that, it just seems so fantastical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then he's not showing them his phone. That he has.
Yeah, he won't show his phone.
It's a mess. Hold on. This story.
So now MAGA's claiming that this is a hoax.
I'm reading the story right now. The actor was attacked in Chicago by two men who put a rope around his neck and poured an unknown chemical substance on him. Police said the incident was possibly racially charged, and the men shouted racial and homophobic slurs. Hold on. How is it possibly racially charged if you're saying that they yell racial slurs?
It's all possible. That's the thing. These are all things that are being alleged. I mean, these are all, you know, allegations. But it's hard. I'm telling you, it's hard to sort this story because
until the truth actually comes out, it's kind of hard to even give any information. Right,
there's also a letter with white powder sent to him.
None of us know anything about this. This is the worst rundown topic ever.
So we don't know because
I don't. But there's no information to really know.
Nobody knows anything.
All right, next topic. Let's see here. What we got? Let me start with this.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording.
It's nothing because I'm going to see you in 2 weeks at the live show.
Hey, man.
Yo. But, you know, the wild thing, I'm with Trey. I'm mad that he gave the MAGA juice because, like, here's the weird thing. Now they can turn around and be like, see, I told you all that they'd be making that shit up. Like, that one lie exposed. Damn. Puts a threat on all the true harassment and true attacks that do happen. Because, yep. Like, they'll just say, oh, man, they're just doing this stuff. But I'll tell you what the biggest giveaway was, that it was fake. When he said they recognized him from Empire, I'm like, them MAGA bros do not know you. I barely know who you are. I didn't know who you were.
Watching that.
Live.com, bro.
But
the craziest part,
like you said, would be ignored. Sorry, Wash, for cutting you off. Is that there were two African-American individuals found hung and didn't make the news at all in North Carolina. And, you know, this is really a thing. You know what I mean? Like, racism's still alive. They just be concealing it. And at this point, are we going to be like the boy that cried wolf?
Yo, but honestly, though, Trey, it's on us to stay vigilant, though. We can't let this one clown let it cloud our judgment when people do come forward with real stuff. We can't let this one monkey can't stop the show, as my man Future would say.
I'm so proud of you. You found happiness. Okay. One monkey don't stop the show. You never have.
So, like, you can't let this homie's clown.
You called you a monkey. Hey, in the great words of Navadius, one monkey don't stop a show.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we still got to stay vigilant, man, and support our gay brothers and sisters when they do, you know, come forward with abuse and, you know, because we got to look out for each other. So
in this situation, he's possibly facing 3 years for lying, right?
He's what?
He's possibly facing 3 years for lying, right?
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could go to jail for lying.
Damn. Oh, absolutely, fam, right?
Damn, bro.
He didn't lie on the stand. It's not like he committed perjury.
Nah, but you created a false narrative, fam. Like, listen. Yeah.
Trey. Like, they put true. Money behind it. They put police hours, man hours on this bullshit. That's money. They could have been chasing, like, actual crimes behind your bullshit-ass lie. Like, you got to pay a price for that.
He's going to cut a check after he comes out with his album.
What?
He's going to cut a check. He'll cut a check. Hell no, I ain't streaming that shit. I'm just saying, I guarantee you, 50 Cent school of shit, you create controversy, you have an album come out, your album streams are crazy.
Yo, speaking of which, you guys, is this completely off topic, but have y'all heard, because y'all are the young music heads, Jerv, you might want to sit this one out.
Come on.
YNW Melly?
No. Have you heard of this dude called DaBaby?
Yeah, DaBaby.
Lil Baby. So where the dreamboat money?
I'm out.
Yo, Derv, you gotta listen to this.
Okay.
So I'm at the Dreamville brunch yesterday, and like it's cool, everyone's cool, and then like literally a guy comes in with a cop with straight up the bulletproof vest and the badge on the vest, and he's like, make way, and he cleared the way for this dude to walk by, and then there's another dude with him, and then there's someone with a camera following him, and I'm like, yo, I don't like, who is that? Like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I just don't understand. Like, they made it seem like I thought Jordan was walking through the way they came through, right? Mm-hmm. So they were like, that's the baby. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't know. And Waz, Big D told me this nigga shot a nigga at Walmart.
Yeah, he killed a dude.
He shot a dude at Walmart, killed him, and then got away with it. They like, they released him from the station. He wasn't even in jail. Like, he went down to the station. You took the statement, and they're like, "Yeah, no, you were completely in the right," and so he's a free man. And I was like, "Yo, man, that's like 50 Cent on top of like a millionaire."
Gucci, when Jeezy put the send them people on him, and he bust back at them and killed the dude, and he was exonerated because he was defending his life, bro.
Yeah, but like Gucci was exonerated. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He had to go to court.
My man
didn't even spend the night in jail.
So the baby album actually is hard. It's hard body, dog. Like, oh, it hit, right? Yeah. No, I rock with him, right? So, but the crazy thing about it is, like, now the running joke on Twitter is like, hey, if that nigga said he killed some shit on wax, like, he did that shit. You know what I mean? Like, everybody like, all right, I'm gonna believe, you know what I mean? Like, pretty much, no cap.
So, free take, man. Free take, while we at it, man.
Listen, homie, yelling man. Free take is crazy.
Yo, this homie, first of all, he's one of the most legendary rappers ever. He caught a body, went on a run, and filmed a video while he was on the run from catching a body. They found them in Philly, Jerv. It might have been your people, man.
Come on, man.
That called them people, man. I don't know,
nah,
man.
We don't do that out here, man.
For Jerv, the song is called... This is the baby.
It's the chase.
It's TK, right?
The race, right?
My nigga bailed out and recorded a video.
I heard about this.
Bam, and then called him, right? The kid is facing like he been back and forth for trial. They trying to get him life in Texas, because in Texas they don't play that. They trying to make an example of this dude. He's like almost 18 now at this point. But not to segue, it's a rapper right now called YNW Melly who has a number one chart track right now because
iTunes number one.
iTunes number one right now because he killed two of his friends. His best friends, right? And he confesses the song, pretty much the murder on the song, premeditated murder. And now everybody is going to fact check and going back to listen, and we done made this dude popular.
Yo, man. That's why this dude was all on my timeline over the fucking weekend.
Yep.
I'm looking like, who the hell is?
You gotta do better, man. Like, we gotta take back to Tequila's best friends.
Yo, y'all don't like the bars and shit. Yo, y'all like all this bippity bop. Yo,
Alright, I'm just saying, bro.
Don't
you get tired of riding that high horse?
You the one over here screaming for Tribe Called Quest, man. You know what I mean? When we're talking about Melly, the baby.
So we got some balance, dog.
D-A baby, like D-A?
D-A-B-A-B-Y,
the baby.
All together.
Is everybody on this call going to Boston for the live show?
Yes.
Everybody on this call, including Rob Lopez, Roboto, my man Pablo Torre, special guest, my man Henry Abbott, Tom Haberstroh, Zach Harper, Ethan Sherwood Strauss is going to leave his family in the Bay to come mess with us. We going to go crazy over there, man. We got to set the tone in Boston, man. I know it's one of your favorite cities, so we got to set that tone. Boston, March 2nd at the middle.
You know I tapped in, right?
Okay. Waz, hold on, Waz. I got a BJ right now. Bro, are you connected on like your Wi-Fi or what? Because your shit is choppy as fuck.
Oh wow, the irony.
Don't play with the kid, man. My Wi-Fi is four bars up, man. On the Wi-Fi.
Does anybody else hear him cut off?
No, I will second that with a meme. You are going in and out, bro.
Sounds shaky with the Glock. Yeah.
See what happens when you go out to the West Coast, bro? You out here screaming Tupac this and Tupac that.
Hey, bro, don't do that. You ain't gonna be welcome.
See how they trying to
Jerv band, hashtag Jerv band.
Yeah, you gonna have to check in next time you come through out West.
Hey, bro, listen,
I got to check in.
It's all good. I ain't tripping. I'm 38. I'll check in. It's all good.
38. Hey, ain't gonna save you, Jerv.
Hey, so
Canes ain't gonna save you, boy.
Funny thing about Baltimore. I had a small conversation. I really was just kind of tapping in with Sheed. You know, Sheed played for the Celtics for like maybe what, two seasons? Did he play for two seasons or one?
Yeah, it was
the one.
I'm not sure, right? So I'm like, bro, I'm going to Boston. Like, I ain't never been there. Like, hey, what should I do? Where should I eat? My man was like, nah, man, like, don't do nothing.
So
I'm still trying to like get more out of him. So I'm like, yo, you didn't never hang with Kevin or Ray or Paul? Like, he's like, nah. Like, I didn't do nothing. I did not rock with Boston at all. I came to work and I went back home where I stayed.
Nah, but Kyrie is dying to stay there.
I was kicking it with Steve this whole
free
week,
Jason
man.
Tatum.
This dude is hilarious, man.
It's hilarious, dog.
He might be the funniest dude ever.
Can you tell us about your fancy party that you snuck into with me, please?
Dog, I can't understand what you're saying. Disconnect and reconnect, bro.
Can you explain about the fancy party that you snuck into and seen? I don't know. That's what Wise says.
Well, I didn't sneak into no fancy party, bro.
Put some respect on his name. Wise ain't sneaking into shit.
Wow. Hey, how old are you, 38?
39.
39 sneaking into a party is crazy. Some shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Put some respect on his name. He ain't sneaking into shit.
My man got lanyards.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Hey, niggas, lanyards off your neck, nigga.
Honestly, like my whole vibe is like, am I getting in guaranteed with no hassle? Cool. No, I'm good, man. I'll go back to the hotel. I'm in a hotel right now. I'm watching the Goonies, man. Like, I'm good. I'm straight.
I mean, that's where I'm at this point, bro. If it's any hassle at the door, I got to play a dub. You know what I mean? I got to take my hat off. My hairline's healthy, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Or I can't wear sweats. I'm
gotta
out.
Rock the sneaks.
I'm out. And I can't wear sneakers? Like, you remember we had our ordeal in Scottsdale, bro.
Yeah, but hey, Trey, I think that's dead. I kind of feel like no one cares about footwear anymore. As far as letting people in.
I don't know, bro. They still hear athletic sneakers.
That's just not fair, man. I had to go through hell growing up trying to wear fucking sneaks in the club. Now these kids just get to wear Nike sweatsuits and everything. No, bro, I didn't do the hard bottoms. You know, I was a little you know, I had the soft
bottoms. Having hard bottoms with a leather jacket is just like complete wash. You might as well get the caddy hat too.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Trey, a lot of those this weekend.
Oh, I'm sure. I remember my first trip to Vegas, dog. I was 21. I spent most of my stipend money to go get the Prada low tops joints.
Uh-huh.
And Dre's was like, look, it's going to be 100 to get in, but you got on tennis shoes. I lift up my pants. This is the baggy jeans moment at this time. And I'm like, these are Prada. These are designer. My man said, you're still going to have to give me 50. So I paid 150 just to get into Dre's at 21.
Nice.
13 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm not fucking with clubs ever again. And then, you know, obviously.
Yo, I'm back. Am I good? I'm back.
So being a part of a basketball entourage, I think it's just kind of, you know, who you with and the type of clout that you got. I never had to deal with dress codes again. I was wearing white tees and shorts, whatever I wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like, get your hands off me at this point. So I think it's type back that other people that don't have those kind of advantages have to go through that shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to have a good time and you don't really have the money to like really buy certain shit or you know what I mean? Like, why is Vans and Chucks acceptable but Jordans aren't? Like, I don't get
Cause niggas wear Jordans.
What, because niggas step on Jordans and want to shoot the club up? Is that a problem?
Nobody's shooting you up over their vans.
No, nobody's shooting on nobody over no Jordans no more.
I'm a Puma man now, man. Hope, let me see the light, man. I'm a Puma man, and I'm a New Balance fan.
You need that LA gear on, bro.
Hey, nigga probably got the Rock Nation sweater on. Striped paper plane.
Yo, boy, next year, you know I'm getting a suit. I'm getting a tux to go to that Rock Nation brunch, man.
Oh,
next year I'm renting a tux at Rock Nation.
Oh, I dress all that shit.
Oh, that's the thing you talk about. What, man, I'm so washed. I'm like, Waz, what are you talking about? What did I sneak into? I ain't sneaking, but I definitely was not invited. Like, it's so.
What you got, bro?
So Friday night, we went to dinner, right? Me and my cousin Eve and a couple other guys, right? And so, by the way, we went to dinner. Like last week, Rick Mahorn was telling me Tim Hardaway wanted to kick my ass. Tim Hardaway Sr.
What? Why?
Yeah, because he thinks I shit on his son. Because I said, like, the Knicks got rid of a bad contract. Like, and so, you know, he's like, oh, Tim Hardaway coming for you, da-da-da. So I swear to God, we sit down for dinner. I got there late because me and Adam in a different car. Me and Adam walk in, and I swear to God, the next table next to ours is Tim Hardaway.
Hey, that remind me of having a table next to Paul Pierce. That shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah. By the way, I keep forgetting that you and Paul Pierce have a dynamic. But anyway.
I don't even think Paul Pierce really doesn't know who I am. And, like, I was talking greasy about Paul Pierce to Sheed, and she gave me the old head talk, like, listen, bro, Paul's a real L.A. nigga, for one. And then secondly, don't talk about, you know, your OGs like that. And I'm like, I don't really bang with the whole wheelchair shit. You know what I mean? Like, and he's like, nah. You know, no, I was being honest with him.
He put it
in the perspective of, like, you know, don't disrespect your OG. So,
can disrespect the wheelchair, bro. That's okay.
I don't respect my OG. I got no bad blood with Paul Pierce or any other NBA players.
Right? All right, bro. I'm telling you, Tim Hardaway want to kick my ass.
He saw you?
Hell yeah, he saw me. Like, as soon as we walked in, I was like, I'm looking at our table, like, what up, y'all? Because we walked in late. And then as I'm looking around the table, I get to, like, the dude whose back is to Tim Hardaway. And Tim Hardaway's there right at me. So I was like, fuck, I got to do this now. I put my shit, I went right up to him. I was like, what's up? He's like, you lucky all these people here.
Wait, said that shit?
Yeah, but he didn't say it like he said it like, he didn't say it like he was actually going with my ass. He was,
okay.
He was just, he said it.
Words for you, boy.
Yeah.
Like, so we chopped it up.
He probably had a couple Patron shots, bro.
But, you know, we chopped it up. And like I told him, like, look, man, someone gives you a contract, like, you're worth what they've offer you. And he got offered that money, and I'll never begrudge him for taking the money. Right. And he's, you know, he's a good pro as far as
he's an NBA player.
Yeah. Not only like caliber of talent, but also like he come to work, he work hard, he do the right thing, all that stuff. So like I'm not bashing him. I'm just saying that contract like is a bad look for the team because it didn't allow him to do things that, you know, or have the flexibility they want. And I told Tim, but that's not his concern. That's Steve Mills' concern, that's Scott Perry's concern, and da-da-da. So he was like, all right, I get what you're saying, whatever. Anyways, that's not the point. So we leave the dinner, and we're like, my cousin's like, Rich Kleiman hitting him up saying, yo, come to this thing we're doing at this restaurant. And so we're debating, like, should we go, should we not go? And I swear to God, at that moment, Rich Kleiman is walking down the street. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on? You go to the thing, like, damn.
Wow.
So now we're like, okay, we got to go. So we go. It turns out it's a sit-down dinner, like with banquet-style, you know, tables or whatever. And we're like, oh, man, we're going to look real out of place here. Should we go in? But then, you know, Waz, you know Barry?
Of course.
Yeah, so Barry's
just
like—
J-I-D.
Yeah, Barry's one of the funniest dudes in the world.
Funniest people I've ever met in my life.
Bro, we had like a 3-hour like argument about players and stuff, about, you know, or whatever. But it was funny because he was kind of everybody cracking up. But anyway, Barry said, "Puggy, they got a bar, right?" And so we're like, "Yeah." Then we go into the bar. So we walk in, and it's like all these people. I mean, like it's maybe like 50 or 60 people. And I'm telling you, it's like David Levy, the president of Turner Sports. It's the dude who founded YouTube. It's Steve Stout. I guess Steve Stout was hosting it because he was on the mic.
Fucking genius.
Yelling at people like to come sit down or whatever. But it was like, yeah, it was like titans of industry. Oh, it was Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Nuggets and the Rams.
Wow.
Like it's like that.
Bread. So, bread in that building.
Yeah, man. So and then it's us in hoodies getting drunk at the bar. There's massive Bossa Nova features.
If you got a Bossa Nova, he told me to let you know.
Yeah, okay. So, but anyways, Maverick was there, obviously. Rich Paul was there. And we go ahead and hit the Bossa Nova, please.
All right.
And, all right, so.
they sit at the table. And they're like, because we were like trying to like, yo, we already ate. We had like no nonsense. You can sit in the table. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was like, dude, relax. I know you guys listen to the pod. And we're back.
So it was just a surreal night to do all that because it's honestly, guys, real talk, like PSA for everybody. This is a skill that you need to have. And I don't have it, and I realized it that night. You got to be able to know how to talk to rich, powerful people, particularly if they don't look like us. But even when they do look like us.
I got it off with Tom Gores.
You know what I'm saying?
At Nobu. My man said, put the phone away. Hey, just one second. Just put it away. No, he was talking to my homies, though. He was like, let me see your phone. I promise I won't break it. This is a billionaire, by the way. Right. I won't break it. He puts the phone in his back pocket and he said, just live in the moment right now. Just live in the moment. And did just start giving us bars. Like, he's just getting it off. Like, he ordering, like, hey, we don't need to see the menu. Give us everything. I'm like, all right, fam. He was getting it off, though.
But that's different, Trey, because he's clearly vibing with y'all. I'm talking about it's a room full of people. And I'm like, I know there are these rich, powerful people. I don't know how to approach him. I don't know how to talk to him. I obviously have had a couple.
What I'm saying is like me having a conversation with Paul Allen in Portland.
Yeah.
When I went and just talked to him, like, hey, man, you Paul Allen. You know what I mean? And just start shooting the shit with him. I didn't care how much bread he had. I just interested in just picking his brain.
Well, yeah. Like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, to have that kind of confidence to do that, I don't. And I felt like real, real out of place and like,
seriously?
What am I doing here? Yeah, man. I don't
like
I don't,
out of all the points, you didn't remove the person's like status. I try to approach that all the time.
It's a mean being timid in any situation.
Because the thing is, the idea is like I don't know how to approach, and then I also don't want like who the fuck is this nigga talking to me, like. On accident. So I just like, you know.
Niggas go Jazzy Jeff, you out the party. You already don't even feel like you're pretty near. You're thinking like, hold on, I'm about to Jazzy Jeff, dog. And you already don't feel comfortable. Niggas just sat you at the table. And then you already talking to Comey like, look, bro. And the fact that, and it's on your mind that he's receptive to your conversation, right?
It's on my mind that what?
Is like he's receptive to your conversation. He actually is interested in what you're talking about.
The YouTube guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because at first, some guy introduced me to him and said, that's the guy I was talking about. And he said, and I said, what did it mean? And he said, oh, yeah, man, because you got your start on YouTube. And I was like, no, I didn't. I told him they post our clips on YouTube, but like that's not how I got discovered. But like I guess that's how that guy discovered me. Through YouTube or whatever. So that was like the entry point. So then I start telling the dude the stuff. And like the cool shit was like at some point, like I said a couple of things about how, you know, that's dope and this technology is crazy and da da da. And then I like kind of stopped because I was waiting for him to be like, all right, man, well, it's good meeting you or some shit like that. But he started talking and he kept talking. So I was just like, well, damn, man, this is a conversation. So I started asking him about, like, did y'all know, or like, or not only did y'all know, like, what do y'all, like, what kind of content you think is the best content, or what's the future of the stuff? And he was like, I don't know. He's like, this thing is bigger, way bigger than anything we ever imagined. And it's like, yeah. the content creators are the ones that guide us as far as what's next.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a real ass conversation with him. Stan Kroenke, I had like a deep ass conversation with him about.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Like, it was crazy. Dope. No, but you know why? Then that was different. So I talked to Stan because I got introduced by Tim Connolly. I know Tim Connolly. And so Tim was like, yo, you got to meet Stan. And so he introduced me to Stan. And so then I got to talk and I asked him, yo, do you feel weird as far as being NFL owner versus NBA owner? And he's like, man, you don't know how like set in their ways they are. And like, he's kind of breaking down the difference between the board of governors meeting here and there or whatever. So that was a cool ass conversation too. But like, for me, like, for instance, David Levy, President of Turner, was there. Jimmy Pitaro, President of ESPN, is there, right? My boss. I didn't feel comfortable walking up and like, hey, man, how's it going? Da da da. Like,
yeah.
I get awkward. And it's the same thing that happened 2 years ago in New Orleans. I'm with Dan Levitard and Pablo, and here comes John Skipper. And now I'm just like, I gotta go. I literally just turned around and walked out.
I don't think anybody's
it's getting filthy in New Orleans.
Man. I don't think anybody's comfortable with being around their boss, though. They always do the about face. Like, were you?
Yo,
just
that's
like,
how I be feeling my Jade. Real talk, yo. I'm like, damn.
Hey, the thing that bugged me out about your little story, I mean, not to say little story, but your story.
You hit me with the Snoop. Oh, you got yourself a little fort, huh?
Hey, just like if I'm saying I don't wear jewelry at mid-30s, in my mid-30s. That YouTube's only been around since 2005, and how powerful it is now in 2019. Like, how kids, like little kids, grab an iPad.
It's my favorite TV channel, real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, to Netflix. I love
like,
YouTube.
I hop on Apple TV and I'm firing up interviews off YouTube. I don't want nothing else. I don't care about nothing else because I'm going to find out everything on YouTube. If I want to go look back at old school players, if I want to look back at
documentaries, everything. Sports
YouTube,
highlights.
YouTube is my TV. Yeah, so like, it bugs me out to, like, even one of my students, you know what I mean, was saying, you didn't grow up with YouTube? It blew his mind. It blew his mind that I didn't have YouTube growing up. I said,
How did you even survive without YouTube?
Yeah, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. But I'm like, also, like, nigga, we didn't have cell phones like that either. Like, we had cell phones, but not this type of shit where I'm always on my phone now.
You like, didn't have Google either.
You never know the horror of spitting game, spitting G to a girl.
Maps too.
And then your mom picked up the other line and be like, get the hell off my phone, man. I didn't use my phone. Just violate you while you're trying to spit bars. They don't know that hell.
Nah, they don't. They don't. I definitely felt old explaining what it was, a word problem. I think I mentioned about how a video cassette, and they didn't know what a video cassette was. And I actually had to go in storage and pull out Home Alone. We had Home Alone on for the aftercare kids. And I'm like, this black thing right here is a VHS. This is what we used to watch. And if the, you know what I mean? Like, and they're like, what? Like, you didn't have DVDs? And they were just like really mind blown about that. And, you know, so that really made me feel like my age.
Yo, somebody's doing a crazy thing with their mic. Pause.
How's that? How old are
you? We good.
My students are ages 7 through 9. So, these kids are born in what, 2011,
12? I'll do you one better. My twins, like, they literally couldn't understand. I mean, now they're cool, but like, there was a point where they couldn't understand why the TV wasn't a touchscreen. Because literally every screen in their life is touchscreen.
Could you imagine if they seen a bubble back TV or the big screen that was on the floor, like that had the like You know what I'm saying?
My parents still have one of them, John.
Like,
yo,
them TVs? Like, normally those TVs, you sit your flat screen. You go to the hood, the flat screen's on top of that. They still got
it. And my parents have a flat screen on top of it, yes.
There you go. So, you know, like, shout out to them, you know what I mean? Because those things are going to be worth money eventually because we're not going to be able to find them. They're going to be junkyards.
They're going to be antiques.
Antiques and stuff. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. I remember
being six with a phone. Trey, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Are we going to allow Amin to get his Nipsey nonsense off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I go on my rant.
He's wilding, by the way.
Yes, I want to
hear.
He's wilding.
It's not a rant. It's just, it was hilarious. So last year, you got longtime listeners. You remember this. If you're a new listener, a year ago, almost to the day, we recorded a pod. It was about All-Star Weekend. And Trey's thing was they should have got, like, someone with a local tie to do the halftime act rather than. Was it Pharrell who was last year?
I don't even remember.
But it doesn't matter. The point is, Trey was like someone like Nipsey, and I said, Trey, you can't have Nipsey because nobody's heard of him. I get it. Like, I know who he is, and like people who listen to music know who he is. But that halftime show is not for us. It's not
Adam Levine. We get it. Yeah,
exactly.
It was the corporations,
and Trey took offense. We went back and forth about it. It doesn't matter. Like, my opinion doesn't matter. His opinion doesn't matter right now. All that matters is 3 days ago, somebody, one of y'all, sends a tweet. Like, I guess Nipsey had asked the people, like, right? Because
He asked, what is the best sophomore album?
Okay.
He asked Twitter. Like, it was basically like a poll. Like, tell me what you guys think is the best sophomore album. Because he's coming out with his second proper studio label album.
Right. So I wish I would have known that, but I couldn't tell what the question was. I could only see the responses because when I clicked on that tweet, it says, you have been blocked by this user. So it like tripped me out because I was like, wait, hold on. First of all, he heard the pod, obviously, which is, or someone.
Something he had to know. He found out somehow.
Yeah, so like that's flattering. But the other part of it is, bro, you blocked me, like, because I said you weren't a big enough act to play the halftime.
Nip is too chill to be blocking homies.
You know what I'm saying? And then he blocked me a year ago though, because I said this a year ago. So I literally lived my entire life not even knowing or caring until I found out like 3 days ago.
But I mean, it'd be like that though, because not like saying that you get blocked, but I'm talking about finding out that you're blocked by somebody, and like you'd be like,
so crazy.
Yeah.
It'd be funny because it'd be like, yo, I've never interacted with this person in my life, like literally. And I think honestly, I think you got blocked because of our listeners and like other people that disagreed always tagged you and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say it's not like I'm like Shea Serrano who shits on Cole every opportunity he gets.
He be doing too much with that,
right? Like I could see like Cole don't care because he's really not on Twitter like that. But I could see an artist blocking a dude like that. Like you got a platform, and all you do is use it to bash me. But like, dude, I didn't even shit on her. I like.
But you gotta understand. I mean, sometimes it's people not even using. That, you know what I mean? Like the artist might not even be using it at that time, and whoever's running their social media is like, oh, this person dislikes them, block. This person, hater, block, block, block. Versus, you know, like I like people to still see my content. If you're going to be hating, have fun with it.
I don't block. I mute.
Nah, I don't do the mute shit. I don't like the whole mute list.
No, and you know why, Trey? Because I actually get hot when people talk spicy. Like, I actually get hot. So, like,
actually feel it.
Yes.
100%. Oh, see, I don't feel it at all. Like, bro, you could. I let you talk, try to have a conversation under a helipad. Like, at this point, you're gonna see all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just wind blowing around you.
My nigga is talking to a brick wall, basically.
Yeah.
Nah, son, I get tight. I get hot.
I don't.
I got an itchy trigger finger, man.
I don't.
Go ahead, homies.
I don't mute because I get hot or anything. I mute because most of the time the people I mute are the ones that send 7 million tweets in a row. And I like, you're just filling up my mentions. Like literally my mentions would be one continuous thing of this dude yelling. And I'm like, I just need to clean up my shit so I can see the responses and stuff that.
And then it's like, you don't even got your face in your Abby.
So
you like, it's
so I have two, I have two rules. I have two rules on Twitter, right? One, check their follower count before I even respond. Not that that's like, you know, talking about their real life or their income.
That's
or
big clout talk right there, boy.
But it's no. But you understand most of the people that talk crazy be having a crazy ratio, following 1,146 people and have 12 followers. And it's like, I get it. Why you're on here, bro? And you probably got a cartoon Abby. I get it. Like, I'm not really, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to give me a wild opinion, and then you probably don't really follow me or follow my content or follow the second follow-up tweet towards it for you to react that way, because I was retweeted and ended up on your timeline. And now you want to just think, if I get a response out of you, you're like, oh, bro, no, I was just playing. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'm at that point of what actually having like fans where niggas is like, oh, no, you know, I really rock with you. A meme probably. Niggas would be like, oh, hey, bro, I'm sorry. Hey, thank you. I really love the jump. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are here.
Niggas don't tell a meme sorry for shit.
Trey, I'm telling you, like, it's not.
Oh, no, they call you a herb, dog. It's so funny. I don't know where you got the adaption of, like, being a herb. Like, your opinion.
The same people who say that won't scrap.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I went to a roast battle a couple weeks ago. I was one of the judges. And, like, literally a day later, some dude talked shit about me being at roast battle. And the shit that he said, the only way you could know that stuff is if you were there. Because it was just like there was something about it. There was a picture behind me. Like, this shit was not filmed. It wasn't on TV. So how would you know unless you were there? So I'm like, bro, why don't you say that shit to my face? Why do you wait the next day to say that shit? Because, like, that's who they are, man. These internet motherfuckers, like, they got mad opinions or whatever, but ain't anybody gonna say anything.
Son, I've literally never in my career, even back when I was just a civilian and I wasn't a popping ass podcaster, you know what I mean? I never in my career talk greasy to somebody on Twitter. Like, to me, I don't see the difference between Twitter and real life. Meaning, like, if I wouldn't bring the drama to your friend, I'm not saying that on Twitter. Like, ever. I've never been that person. I don't understand
So I got into it. My very first beef was Evan Turner. But I also didn't know how
That's a good person to have beef with, you know?
No, because, like, you know, it was his draft year. And I think that it was a story. You know what I mean? And I didn't know how Twitter worked, because I used to tweet all the celebrities early on. So if you find some early 2009 tweets of me, it's pretty much like, hey, what's up? Like, I didn't know how that shit worked. Like, oh, do they supposed to reply? Like, is this some fan shit? Like, I don't know. And then it was an article that said, oh, Philadelphia is going to try Evan Turner at the one. And I was like, so I was like, Evan Turner can't play the fucking one. And he quote tweeted me and was like, who are you? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I had no follow-up this time, fam. Like, so I'm like, I see the shit and I'm like, yo, this is really him. Like, I'm getting into it with Evan Turner. Like, I'm tripping out though, too, because, like, I wasn't really in that world yet. Like, I had been pre-NBA life since like 07. But getting into it now and actually seeing people that I actually have to see, I'm like, okay, Twitter for real. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a couple people, like, I seen Bron in like Toronto. And nigga was like, yo, I be seeing you on the timeline type shit. And it was like, oh, you actually see the shit? That kind of like gave me that like, oh, okay. Niggas actually do be reading their tweets. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like, man, they ain't never going to reply.
100% of
you. 100%. Same thing about Drake. Like, it was like, yo, oh, I know who you are. And I'm like, excuse you? Like, nigga, I ain't nobody really in that realm. But you actually, tell you now, those people who actually tweet these people, if you're saying some fuck shit, they know who you are, especially if you got your avatar or your name has came across. Like, because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have friends that play overseas and niggas be like, oh, that nigga Black Trey funny. And they be like, oh, that's my boy. And they like, no, you don't know him. And it's like, nigga, that's my friend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, do know that your tweets are worldwide regardless.
Yo, Trey, you should. Go ahead, Jerv.
Trey, you should find an Evan Turner tweet and retweet it, and I'll like it for you.
You don't bang with homie like that?
Fuck no.
So I got in trouble, too, for bullying. I talked about his voice. And somebody
That's just rude. That's rude.
Somebody got the because I didn't understand the story.
Happened, yeah, because he had an accident.
Like, so niggas like, you asshole.
I draw the line there.
This happened right here. And they dropped the whole story link. So, you know, and that's just like anything on Twitter, though, where we hop on and we diss, and then the story follows up like 3 days later, and you're like, fuck. Like,
wow. It's like when you go to a new school and you talk about somebody's mom and they say they died.
I said, huh?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was gonna say the niggas sounded like a Muffet, and niggas lost it.
I remember that tweet. Oh,
niggas lit me up for it, fam. Yo. I was like, bad.
Yo, so I got a question for Trey, but really for everybody. We'll go one by one, but Trey, I want you to start. Who would you say is a bigger musical act in the sense of mainstream people knowing who he is? 21 Savage this year or Nipsey Hussle last year?
21.
I'm going to say 21 because 21. Of the Post Malone feature. And 21. Then,
21 is a big song, son.
21 or who?
Or Nipsey last year. Nipsey a year
ago.
21. Here's the thing. Nipsey crossed over to pop. Ooh. I mean, not Nipsey. 21 crossed over to pop. Yes. And then also, he's been in the news for like different shit, for like out the booth shit. Like the
slut walk with just bro. Based off of his records, like yeah, he has off. Way bigger songs. Like so, obviously so, I fuck with Nipsey and
yeah, so that's not even a question.
So we all agree 21, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
Wow.
Is that sponsored?
That was just a shout out to my boy 21.
I'm very happy for 21 and his family that he was able to get out, man. They tried to jam that young black right. man up, yo. Crazy.
But listen to this. So when the thing hit. Yeah. So, but my point being is, I win, you lose, Trey. Because I told you no one knew that nigga. I told you no one knew Nipsey. That's why he's not doing halftime.
No. If
can't even do halftime, you telling me Nipsey can? Come on, man.
That's got to be facts right there.
But that's why you got blocked. Just for that type of hate.
Just for that greasy talk. Now you can't even go to Fat Burger in the hood.
Nah, man. I love Nipsey. Yo, Nipsey, if you listen to Bob, I love your music. I'm just saying, I don't like it would be if Nipsey said, "Yo, Amin can't host All Star Weekend on TV." I'm not gonna get mad at that. I know.
He dropped my favorite non-Drake album last year, man.
But you got to understand too, though, that everybody can't handle criticism as but much.
That's not criticism.
Even if it's a fact, niggas look at it like, I'm tough, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how LA niggas is, though, off the rip. Like, you tell YG, like, man, that shit ain't it. Like, he gonna be like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And be tripping for no reason. You be like, bro, it was a fact. Like, nigga, that shit wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? But they don't care, bro. They so one-dimensional, bro. Like, and I think that logically, if you actually sat down with Nipsey and had a conversation with that nigga, he would be more receptive to it versus viewing it from like a couple lines or excerpt of like, oh, it means
or someone telling them, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all it is. It's like, look at this bitch-ass nigga from ESPN hating on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all it. That's how it's being received.
Let's get Nipsey on the pod.
Yo, yeah.
If I could get Nipsey on, that'd be killer.
Yeah.
All his interviews is killer.
Do you want to touch the Dame Dash apology?
Absolutely, because that shit. Listen, that was sad to see.
But first of all, it's the worst apology ever.
Ever.
It's confusing.
Yo, he literally said, "Oh, I get it." I mean,
I'm looking past it. So Jay-Z, if I've offended you, I apologize. Leo Cohen, if I offended you, I apologize. Steve Stout, if I've offended you, I apologize. Just because you don't have the same morals and principles, it's cool. I'm not angry no more. I did what I had to do. I was a little aggravated about Aaliyah, so y'all just caught the brunt end of it. It was therapy. You know, I called Jim Jones today, and I was like, I miss him. I don't know y'all know it, but I miss him. As a brother, I love his family. I want him to be happy. And Jay, you know, the friendship we had was cool, man. I just miss it. But whatever he doing, but I'm cool with it, bro. I'm sorry, man. I wasn't myself for a second. Aaliyah had me fucked up.
I shouldn't have done that.
Guys don't have the same principles as me.
We don't have the same morals. I'm like, what are you talking about, son?
Somebody said that nigga just wanted to rock. Somebody just said he missed the rock brunch and he wanted to go back. That's sick, man. Niggas wanted to invite
Big. I apologize if I offended you. Leo Cohen, I apologize if I offended you.
Jay-Z, that was the most surprising one. Lior is the most surprising one, man.
Lior went on Power was like, who? Yo. They asked about him. He said, who? He was so hot. So
that was super disrespectful, too, though.
He was mad, though. He mad. You could tell that Dame really injured him. So, like, he was like, nah, I ain't fucking with my boy, bro. He was so mad. But Dame just looks tired, bro.
He did look tired. He looked tired as hell. But here's my other question. Who were all the niggas standing around him in
the background? He always got some type of people that he's scamming into bed. He going,
It was like 17 people.
I'm talking about after Rock breakup. I'm not just saying, like, after Rock, he's been trying to figure shit out, like, constantly, bro.
Hey, you mad Mixy right now, my man.
Well, according to Dame, he has fixed it, though. I mean, Dame, am I tripping? Like, I feel like Dame's not, I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but I feel like Dame has just been, day one, has been just trying to put niggas on the game. All this whole wave of doing shit for yourself.
Nigga, I blame Aaliyah.
I mean, what? Yeah, okay.
What?
I mean, he did.
What do you mean you blame Aaliyah?
He did blame Aaliyah. Hope touched. He touched. Niggas touched. Hey.
Trey, don't do this.
I'm not having that combo.
Trey, don't do this.
All right, man.
That's the angel, man.
Don't disrespect the queen like that, yo.
I ain't even gonna say that.
Tim is missing you. Derv is missing you. Wild
DMX is missing you. We used to come up with games called Cereal Pop. Okay. Go back and listen to that remix, families. But yeah. God bless the dead.
It's and all been that. Too long.
More than a woman.
Look, Dame gonna hear this pie and pop up in Boston.
Listen. I know Dame can box. I can too.
Yo, how do we feel about Cap getting a settlement? I got mixed feelings because on the one hand, it's a
nigga called him a sellout.
Man, that man got feed his family, yo.
He was getting bread, family.
It's not even about that. It's about that by them doing this, it just shows like they know they're fucked. They know they're in the wrong. And they know there's no way they're going to win this. Because, man, if you think about like the Tom Brady shit, they could have settled that. But they took Tom Brady to court because they actually thought they had the goods to win the case, even though it was like, just settle. Who cares? The fact that they were like, we don't want this thing to go to court is
they didn't
want to
get embarrassed, though.
They're going to get embarrassed, exactly.
That nigga was going to go on a media tour, and they couldn't hush him after that. He would have been on every platform. Hey, nigga, that victory lap would have been crazy.
Didn't his lawyer say that he had like one last piece of evidence that it was going to leave no doubt? And now all of a sudden we went to litigation. Oh, by the way, hi guys. What's going on?
What's up, Kev?
What up, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, Kev, they had text messages. They had everything on these cats. So it was the best way is to get him and read. You know what I mean? Like, let's make sure that he doesn't even really need to take a snap in this fucking league ever again and get him out of here. You know what I mean? Because in revenue, they're going to bring all that shit back. Like, they're going to earn that back. But it's just the fact that they embarrassed themselves in the organization and how to move forward. And they didn't want that nigga to be going on the media outlet because he's very smart. He's very articulate and knows how to, you know what I mean? Embarrassed.
Hey, I low key got some real low key information that the boy Kraft was about to like, you know, say, you know what, forget everybody else, come holler at me, and that's some real insider information right there.
We don't bang with him though.
His agent said that.
you can say what you want to say, but if Kraft call you and say, you know what, forget the league, come on, you if you want to kneel, whatever you want to do.
No, I'm good with it.
Kev, as a Patriot.
That's why he danced with Cardi B. That's the okie doke because they know he'll never play for him.
So Kraft
buys like the goodwill of like the people. Like, oh, he's got like, oh, look at the dude, fuck with Meek Mill and all that. And then he signed Cap or whatever. But if you know you're never going to play him, you get to turn around and tell your MAGA buddies, nah, nah, cool, this way we quiet the situation, but he'll never play again. We'll never see him again. And so, like, I look, it's going to take a lot for me to believe that Robert Kraft is doing something nice. A lot.
Kraft a sick nigga, bro. I see past those Air Force Ones, Kev.
All right.
Nah, but Kraft is also fuck the commissioner type person, yo.
So yeah.
He would do it just to be a middle. He may not do it for the right reason, but he could definitely do it on some middle finger to you. Sauce Money style.
Yeah. Shout out Sauce Money.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I'll be a sellout for 60 to 90 million.
Steve Harvey?
Hey, listen, check.
By the way.
For the 60 to the 90?
Hold on, man.
Ain't nothing in two years. When they hit me off with the 60 to 90, untaxed suit.
We gotta talk about Steve Harvey, man. Because
I love him on Family Feud. I'm sorry.
That's a great show.
I love it. I watch it every day.
He does a good job on Family Feud. But I feel like what he was talking about. Me being in the situation I'm in, that's the kind of advice I've been getting.
Oh shit.
And so I honestly feel like he didn't come from a bad place.
Yeah, I think it was taken out of context.
Well, yeah, people wild out about that. Like, he made it seem like he told her to put on blackface and chuck and jive. But it really is, I don't think people understand, like, the industry is so resistant to anything that reminds them of something that they're not, right? And so for him to, he was basically telling her the stuff that I was talking about on the pod earlier, like, I wish I knew how to talk to rich, powerful people, right? And he's like trying to tell her, look, you got to do it this way, right? You can't tell Oprah and Tyler Perry to suck your dick. You can just understand that you'll never get anything done in this industry. And you know, there's a way to do it. There's a way to be true to yourself without, like, being overly aggressive or overly combative or whatever. The problem is, for some people like Monique, and I suspect like myself, being combative is sometimes the only thing I have, man. I mean, Monique said, no, I'm all about love or whatever. I get it, man. I get irritated, particularly when I know that things are being measured on stuff other than success or performance, right? Mm-hmm. It's about, like, because I'm not talking to the right people, because I'm not, like, schmoozing with the right people, because I'm not going to a lunch with, oh, man, I almost fucked up and said a name, because I'm not having coffee with certain people and, like, doing this kind of relationship maintenance with a person that I don't necessarily, you know, care about, other than, can we just come to work and do the job? And so I thought Steve Harvey really caught it harder from the internet than he probably should have, because I watched the whole interview. I watched the full thing because I wanted, like, some clarity there. And I was like, man, I don't know. What do y'all think?
I think I really just didn't like how he talked to her in the tonality, but also, like I said, he touched on some valid points and he didn't hide it, or, you know what I'm saying, shit. But I also felt from her perspective, but it's not also your responsibility, but as a figure and how she wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, that's like me trying to be a freedom fighter as well and just be like, well, I'm going to, you know, side with this way, or I'm going to do this, that, and the third for my culture. Am I having dignity on certain things? And I don't care about, you know what I mean? Like, all I care about is right and wrong, you know what I mean? Versus the money. And in Steve Harvey's situation, it's like, look, at the end of the day, you should only worry about taking care of yours. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with, because they're going to talk to you crazy anyway. Like, just like his old ass set where he was like, man, that'd be crazy. They'd be like, look at this motherfucker up there acting like a monkey. But shit, I'm $10 million rich as a monkey. What y'all need me to do? I'll be picking shit off myself and eating it and all that. And it just explains where certain people's mindset is and what they will do to, you know what I mean? Because he looking at it like, okay, I'm going to set my family up for the rest of my life. And, like, I'm not going to blow this bag. You know how niggas blow bags all the time just because they don't want
to. Niggas blow bags all the time.
And that's the point. And that's the point that he was trying to make to her. Don't blow your bag by being so self-righteous. Like sometimes it like and that's been the problem, like I think with us for 1,000 years, is that sometimes you can't be so self-righteous. Sometimes you gotta like take a little something, like take a little something up the ass to get where you're trying to go. You know what I mean? And then when you done, when you got there, then you can look back and be like, ha, I used y'all. You know, like sometimes you gotta look at it that way. Even though, you know, I don't know, man. It's tough.
In the great skit of Chappelle, when keeping it real goes wrong. That's all it is.
That's all.
When keeping it real goes wrong. Like at that point, it's like, dude, was it worth it? Like you just tried to prove how real you are and you blew a bag that can take financially set you up. You know what I'm saying? Instead, you wanna put the foot on the gas and go full throttle, and you could have just showed a little bit and then backed out while you had the lead. I get it. I totally get it, bro.
And they replaced your ass with Tiffany Haddish.
No. Shout out to Tiffany Haddish, man. Yo, dropping a rap album.
Right.
Her and Jesse Junk will come out at the same time. Whatever.
Reminder, if you're in the Northeast, or even if you're not in the Northeast, you still got time. We're 2 weeks away from the live show in Boston, Massachusetts, in Cambridge, excuse me, because the
Waston.
Yeah, at Waston. For the live show at the Middle East venue in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm going to be there. Trey's going to be there. Jerv and his bong are going to be there because it's legal in Massachusetts. Many more special guests, Henry Abbott, Pablo Torre, come out, hang out, listen to us talk about basketball, listen to us talk about not basketball. If you were at the LA live show, you know that we started it off talking about porn. so you know it's always a fun time, and man, I just want to see everybody out there. And, you know, the cool thing is, you know, if you're a listener, you know that there's a whole community of listeners out there that feel about the pod the same way that you feel about it. And so in this world where everyone's kind of spread out and we only communicate through devices in our pockets, it's kind of nice to be in person with people who are like-minded, who have the same interests as you do. So it's not just, I'm not just saying, hey, come out and see me and Trey and the guys and laugh, but also come out and mingle with some folks that are pretty like-minded to you and have a good time. It's a live show in Boston, March 2nd at the Middle East. And if you need any ticket information, hit up Jade's Twitter profile, at Jade Hoy on Twitter, and there's a link there, or at Count the Dings, either one. You got links for tickets there. All right. Is there anything else? You got anything else, or?
No, I just hope that we can end Black History Month these last, 9 days? What we got? 10 days maybe left on a good note. Oh, happy birthday, yeah. Michael Jordan, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Shouts to my bad-dressed goat.
Still rocking the hoop, Aaron.
Hey. I'm not gonna put him out there like
don't
that.
Don't slander my dog like that, man. You
know, I'm just saying. A mutual friend of ours, Trey, was killing him.
Oh, I'm sure, bro. Hey, that whole little bullhorn situation. Y'all go check it out, man. My man LeJethro Jenkins and LeBron is my GOAT campaign. Your goat wears JNCO jeans is hilarious. I'm not even gonna lie. I told him to FaceTime me so I could argue, but JNCO jeans is a sick denim to own.
Oh man. Yeah, he's still doing it though. He's still doing it.
I mean, you in Charlotte?
Yeah, I am.
Enjoying the all beige All-Star weekend? It's all good, man.
Man, the only thing beige is the brothers on the court because
everything. Yeah, I know. What else matters?
It is
Charlotte,
black.
Charlotte needs some lotion.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, honestly, maybe it's just because I've been in Phoenix for too long, but there was a point yesterday where I was walking around and I'm like, there are no white people. There's not a single white person in these streets.
So that's not a beautiful thing, though? Or is it just too black?
It is.
Or is it too black?
No, it's not. Everyone's been respectful. Everyone's been cool. Like, I think a lot of times people worry about, oh, it's going to be, it turns into hood as hell or like just a bunch of niggas acting out. But like, everything's been cool. It's just, I'm not seeing that as a value judgment. Like, this shit is whack or whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's really weird to walk the streets of a major American city and be like, it ain't no white people, man.
Is Atlanta like that, though, also? Like certain parts?
Yeah, right?
Because yeah. I mean, when I was there, you know what I mean? Like, not to over exaggerate, but like, yeah, I've seen a lot of black businesses and like black people. So I was like, this is kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't stress me out or anything. I thought it was dope. Can you confirm, though? This is what I wanted to know. Do you see dunks there of cars wrapped in like candy painted vehicles driving around? And is it really Bama down there?
Yes. I've definitely seen the SS Caprice with the candy paint job.
Wow.
I've seen the Cutlass with the spoky rims, you know, the gold spoke rims or whatever. I've seen all that.
Is this the black college thing? What is that called again? The
CIA?
The CIA on steroids?
It's a classier version. Like, okay. This is CIA with money. Cause you know, CIA be getting all the, just like college students or people just out of college. It'd be everyone broke. Basically they saved up for this. All-Star weekend, man, you got people who got money. So it's like, it's like I said, it's been cool. I have no complaints as far as just like, you know, any kind of shenanigans or whatever in the streets.
Shouts to Queen City. Shouts to Seth Curry, Steph Curry, Dale Curry, Anthony Morrow.
I saw Ammo yesterday, man.
Oh yeah.
He said, "What's up?" Yeah.
My dog.
He said, "When are you gonna be on the pod again?"
We can bring him back. Yeah. That's your call.
Yeah, anytime, man. So good time. Right.
Kev, you got anything to send us home with?
You know, talking about Beige History Month. Cool, coming.
All right, follow Justin at Justin Barber Kev and check out Beige History Month.
Yeah. Going down.
All right, y'all.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Rob, thank you.